Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross. Best question wins the KSN sweatshirt. If you want to submit a question, really easy. Download the app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, and you go from there. All right, y'all set to go, Ross?
I am.
Okay, this first question is actually from a couple weeks ago, Ross, but I think it's relevant today, and that's why I want to ask it. Joe from Scranton, this is a few weeks ago, said, can anyone explain why Franklin refuses to play the younger offensive linemen? The current starting five are a train wreck. Troutline said earlier in the season, Wallace has the potential to be the best tackle that ever played here. Wow, is that ever hyperbole? But Joe was asking this several weeks ago, Ross.
Yeah, so it's really simple. They think the other guys are better. I mean, I know Tangwall came in and did some good things. They see these guys every day in practice. We don't. They clearly believe that the guys that typically start are better, are more talented, certainly, and that's why they're in there. I mean, it really is that simple. But sometimes when guys get opportunities, like Tangwall and Effner and some of these other guys have, sometimes the coaches say, you know what? He's actually better than the guy that was in there. He actually is playing better. So we'll see. Maybe there will be a rotation now. Maybe those guys will get a chance based on what happened and the guys playing against Rutgers. So maybe he'll get what he wants, but that's the answer. I mean, the simple answer is they're playing the guys they think are the best and give them the best chance to win. It's really that simple.
Ross, in my conversations with other Penn State fans, sometimes I hear this, James Franklin perhaps being loyal to a fault to his upperclassmen or the incumbent. Do you see that? Or is there also a question in the locker room when you have the guy, the veteran, who people respect and know, so a coach might be a little more hesitant to pull him because of the effect it might have in other places in the locker room?
So there's a couple things here, right? First of all, with the transfer portal now, if you bench a guy, pretty good chance he's leaving. I mean, especially if he's a starter for you and a highly touted guy like a Rasheed Walker or a Caden Wallace, you bench him, they're probably as good as gone. So you need to go into it realizing that. I think that's part of it, Jim. I think that's changed the dynamic a little bit, and that people are a little bit even more nervous to bench guys because of that. But you have to be willing to do that if you think that's what's best for the program and that's what's best for the team if you bench the guy. But that's one factor. The other thing is, it's really a lot of times, Jim, the fear of the unknown. You know, they haven't seen those guys play at the Big Ten level. They haven't seen a lot from guys like Tangwall. You know, Wigan played against Wisconsin and kind of got beat out by Eric Wilson. So there's a little bit like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen and you're nervous to put a guy in there that's inexperienced. He might not even block the right guy, might have a mental error, and then you lose the game because of that. So that I think is in large part the answer that people don't realize sometimes, which is that, you know, coaches are a lot of times a little bit nervous to put certain guys in. You know, they don't know. NFL, same way, Jim. You know, a lot of times I didn't start the season opener and they didn't put me in until a guy got hurt. And then I went in and I did well. I did better than the starter. I had 3 years in a row, 2002, 3, and 4, where I didn't start the opener. But at some point, a guy got hurt. They had to put me in. I went in. And even when the guy came back healthy, they left me in because I was playing better. But in training camp, you do so many one-on-one drills and all these things, and they evaluate you based on that, whereas once you actually get out there in the game, they just judge on that.
And to your point about the unknown, I would venture to guess Roberson did not struggle in practice the way he did in that game. So there's an example of the unknown disappointing you when he finally does get on the field. Let's go to John in Rising Sun, Maryland, who says, Ross, did Franklin recruit the wrong type of running backs for the RPO offense? Seems like the bigger backs like Lee and Kane need a running start to miss tacklers, while quicker backs like Barkley, Sanders, and Brown can do it with just one quick move.
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't have a problem with Kane's size or Lee's size. I don't think Lee is particularly impressive and certainly doesn't run with the power he should given his size. And Kane, I think, doesn't look to me like he did as a true freshman, Jim. It looks to me like the injuries have taken a toll on him and that he's not quite what he had been, unfortunately. And maybe by next year, he'll be better. Maybe by next year, he'll be fully healed. But he's missed some time this year, right?
Yes, he seems to have been nicked up on and off all season. I thought it was interesting in this past week's game when the announcers said, I think they were quoting Yursich, who said, Noah Kane was as healthy as he's been all year, that he tested better. I don't know if they do it weekly, but during the season they'll test speed and so on. And they said this past week he tested better than he had all year, for what that's worth. Let's go to Jimmy in Forest City, who says, love the work you guys do, Ross and Jim. So, Jahan Dotson's a superstar. Parker Washington and Keandre Lambert-Smith are pretty good. Is this the Taylor Stubblefield effect? And Jair Brown is playing at a high level. Jaquan Brisker is even better than last year. Is this the Anthony Poindexter effect?
Well, you never know how much is the coach versus how much is just the player improving. So, I always give a lot of credit to the coach. I think they deserve it. You know, if their players improve, whether they had a lot to do with it or not, I think they deserve kudos. I think they deserve a lot of respect for the job they've done. Certainly Stubblefield, when you think about how much of a concern wide receiver had been, to him come in now and all of a sudden it's a strength of the team, that's a real feather in his cap. He deserves major, major kudos for that. As for, you know, the safety position, when did Poindexter come in? Last year?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think this is his second season.
I'm going to say... Yes, he deserves some credit as well. I mean, look, if a position group is playing better than they did the year before, if players are improving, the coach deserves credit, period. You know, at a minimum, he's not screwing them up.
Well, I think if you have to judge over time. So, like, we've all been very high in Juwan Slider, running backs coach, because the running back room has looked so good for so many years. They're not performing so well this year. Has he built up enough of a resume that you say that's on the backs themselves, not on the coach? And I think that's the thing with the both at wide receiver and safety. Could they give us a couple more good years? Then we'll definitely say it's the job that they're doing. Let's go to Keith in Carlisle, who says, Ross, Penn State has had 5 offensive coordinators under James Franklin. As a former offensive lineman, which one would you have preferred to play for, and why?
Well, that's a tough question. I think I liked a lot of the things that Moorhead did. But honestly, Jim, they all kind of... definitely not John Donovan. but honestly, they all kind of blend into each other now. Like, I'd have to sit down and write down what I think the differences are between Moorhead and Ronnie, Ronnie and Yurcich. That's a tough question to answer. I don't really remember that clearly.
Don't you get the feeling, though, that James Franklin, there's a certain style that he's looking for, and that's what he got with Joe Moorhead. That's what he wanted from Ricky Ronnie, the continuation of that. When he brought in Kirk Sciarca, he was a little surprised to find he wasn't getting exactly what he was hoping for. And now with Yurcich, he's more back to the style he wanted.
What's interesting about that, though, is, you know, it's not like they've been on a tear. It's not like they've been, I mean, they've been better than they were last year, certainly, but it's not like we feel as strongly about Yurcich as we did earlier in the season.
No, we don't. The funny thing about that, winning makes you a little more positive about everybody. Let's go to Jay in Delaware, who says, if my memory serves, your analysis of Caden Wallace coming out of high school is brilliantly coming to light. He blatantly burned by opposing defensive ends at his right tackle spot. Essentially, he goes on to ask in a very long way, would it make sense to move Caden Wallace inside to guard?
I think that is something that they could and should consider. Yeah. You know, I think he played guard in high school. He definitely played guard in the Army All-American Bowl, and they looked at him as a guard. So I'm a little bit – I think that's a possibility. If they feel really strongly about Tangwall, wouldn't shock me, Jim, if Tangwall is at right tackle, Wallace and Scruggs goes to center, and then Wallace is one of the guards, maybe with Effner next year, depending on what Rashid Walker does. Although I don't really know how high Rashid Walker will actually get drafted.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that at some point. Will they? A lot of other positions you see measurables can get you drafted in the first round, but at tackle, is his performance this year really going to hurt him?
Yeah, it is. I don't think he's taken a step forward. I don't think he's one of the top 10 tackles. I do think he'll end up getting drafted. And I really have no idea where. If you told me third round, I'd be like, okay. If you told me sixth round, I'd say, okay. You know, I don't see him ranked in the top 10 tackles. He certainly has not progressed the last 2 years, Jim, like I thought he would, which is not a positive for Phil Troutwine. It's not. I know Phil. I like Phil, but haven't seen the growth from Rashid Walker that I wanted to see. How much of that's on Phil, I don't know.
That is it for quarter number three. Stick around, quarter number four. We'll name our winner and welcome Andy back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.